What's up, Hyperfast Nation? On this episode of the show, we sat down with a broker owner, team leader, who has not only built a great boutique real estate team, but has created a new technology to help real estate agents all across the country, anywhere. Welcome to the show, Caroline Hobbs. All right, welcome to the show today, Caroline. How are you doing?
Great. How are you doing?
Good. I am excited to chat with you today and get you in front of our listeners. I know you've got a lot of cool things in the work and a new product out to help real estate agents and really cool backgrounds that I'll let you, you know, dive into and
sure.
and talk about. So why don't you, you know, tell our listeners a little bit about how you started and your journey so far.
Yeah. So I got into real estate. I've been selling for about 15 years now. Originally I started with KW. My mentor was internationally recognized as their top selling agent. And I like to say I, you know, stole all the knowledge that I possibly could to try and learn this business. See what successful, you know, top tier agents did to build their businesses, and then implemented that into my own, implemented that and made it my own. So I started Reward Realty.
How long were you with Keller Williams? Oh, sorry.
I was with them for. So when I first started working with that agent, I was actually just working with her as an assistant while I was in college. So I was working under KW and under this agent for about 6 years prior to starting my brokerage, Reward Realty. So Reward Realty, I ran as an independent brokerage just up until recently. We were independent for 11 years. You know, I have a lot of experience with indie brokerages, recruiting, running things, and, you know, just how to really get up and running with your business. And I've learned a lot of lessons. And just recently, we actually moved our brokerage to Real as of April 1st, which was a huge transition that I never thought I would make. But I'd be happy to tell you a little bit about why we ended up making that move.
Yeah, that's, I mean, a decade long. I'm sure that was a lot of thought went into that. So let's definitely dive into that. But before we do, let shed some light on like what type of broker model Reward Realty was. Because there's all sorts of, you know, models out there, team merges and, you know, independent agents at brokerages. Like what was your model while you were running it prior to the recent switch?
Yeah, I mean, I still run it kind of the same way, very similarly. In fact, we have individual agents, and then we also have a team that I run within my office. I have always been really big on training and getting your agents up and into production. So our team program is really for agents who are newer to the business, don't have that huge sphere to lean into. And so what we do is we incorporate all of the agents on the team into our marketing and into our marketing strategies. I show them how to do it so that they can eventually, you know, one day step up and do it for their own businesses. I wanted to create a brokerage where there was no reason to ever leave. You know, fair splits, great technology, great systems, and really just support. I think culture is so important, especially in a business like this. We have a lot of highs and a lot of lows. And I think making sure that you build a community around you that is both supportive and encouraging can really make this business a lot more fun. So that's kind of how we ran it. We have two staff members.
What were the biggest challenges as a... Oh, sorry. I think there's like a little bit of lag.
I think so too.
But I was just asking, like, you know, you said you had two staff members, and and it sounded like I was kind of interrupting you, but I was just curious, like the challenges you had during that time. You were the indie for the nearly a decade.
Yeah. Recruitment is challenging. I think honestly, the most challenging part of the whole thing was really building the culture of support. It wasn't until about a year and a half ago that we opened a physical location. Before that, we were just remote and getting together on Zoom. And so I think building the culture was really important to me, and I always knew that it needed to be a priority, but I really didn't know how to do that. And I think after going through COVID, like so many people, we got used to working from home, and I felt like it made it even more difficult to develop that culture. But ultimately, I think that opening our office and having it in a downtown location made it a lot easier to not only attract the kind of agents that we were looking for our team, but also to, you know, gain more visibility within the community as well.
So you were prior to the last year and a half, if I read you right, you didn't have an office. So you were virtual or Zoom, I'm assuming for 7-8 years. I mean, well before a lot of people were doing it. So, you were kind of, ahead of your time, if you think about it. So what gave you the idea to go virtual so long ago before a lot of people were doing that?
Well, there was just a few of us. And so at that time, an office space didn't really make financial sense. I wasn't as focused on growing my team. I have two young kids that are 7 and 8 years old, or 6 and 7 years old right now. And so they, for a long time, were my main priority. And if you're doing the math, that means that I had my last child in 2018, which is just 2 years before the pandemic. So, you know, things have changed a lot, both in my life, my career, and then also kind of, you know, refocusing back into the direction that I wanted to be in ultimately. Life is a crazy path, and it takes you in so many different directions. I think you constantly hear team members or team leaders who have grown their team and then burned it to the ground and then rebuilt it again. And I think it's just a cycle based on where you are in your life and what your current priorities are.
Well, speaking of cycles, you just made a big switch. So walk us through that and, you know, why the cloud brokerage and what went through your mind as you were, you know, making the move over to Real.
Yeah, absolutely. So we joined under their white label program. So our brokerage still operates as Reward Realty. Our contracts still are written with Reward Realty. We simply moved the DBA over to Real. For me, this was really essential in me considering being brokered by someone else, just because, you know, I spent the last 11 years building my name and building my brand throughout the community, sold hundreds of homes, and I didn't want to lose the ground that I had built underneath me. So that's one of the reasons why we did that. With joining Real, we are operating as Reward Realty, and essentially my downline will be able to decide whether they want to go under Real or if they want to be under the name of Reward Realty. They can go either direction. And we brand ourselves as Reward Realty brokered by Real. So that was really, I still operate my team, and my team, it really much hasn't changed as far as like their splits or anything like that. Real has some really amazing opportunities for agents, not only with great like low cap rates, but also they give stock benefits. They offer insurance to their agents. And the community and the learning opportunities are truly, you can't replicate them. You know, I think every person can be a leader at some topic in their life. And so many people, like, everybody has something to bring to the table. And that's one of the things that I really love at Real is there are book clubs giving you ideas as to professional development and how to continue your growth. There are groups specific for California or Northern California talking about things affecting our local markets. There are groups that talk about, you know, masterminding for listing presentations or buyer presentations, and so many masterminds regarding the NAR lawsuit and everything going on there. So, you know, I think that there's there's a lot of collaboration that's going on. You know, at the end of the day, classes and things like that, they're only as good, you know, you're only going to get as much out of it as you put into it. So if you don't show up and you don't participate, it'll be like any other brokerage. But I think that they've truly built it to be collaborative and to build that kind of culture of collaboration into it, whether it's making videos with people on the other side of the country, talking about relocation, you know, from one state to the next, or whether you're talking about best practices for farming. It's a new way to get more education without having to leave your home, your computer. You can access it anywhere, and you're getting ideas that are not necessarily from your marketplace, but have worked maybe in other areas. With instruction on how to implement it, which I think is really valuable.
What, since making the switch, like how has it impacted your team or your vision for the team? Like, are you going to, you know, grow the team more or stay the same or help them grow and build teams? Like what's your vision for your team? Or has it changed if at all?
My goal is never to build like a mega team. I like that like small family kind of feeling team. I think that's wonderful. I also happen to be very good at throwing a party or a conference or an event, you know, so to speak. I sit on our local board, so I am looking forward to the opportunities of building my downline. I'm currently planning a agent lunch and learn at kind of a ritzy fritzy place in downtown San Jose for the upcoming months with our lending partner. We're going to bring in some guest speakers and hopefully attract some agents. I think ultimately, you know, speaking from your heart and kind of figuring out what your passion is and being able to speak to that is infectious, and it helps attract the right kind of people. There's a term I've used for a while now, and it's your vibe attracts your tribe. You know, I am all about, you know, an extension, and I am more than happy to help people in our market and in our downline. I haven't been one to think of other realtors, even within our marketplace, as competition, just because I feel like there's a realtor out there for everyone. I couldn't possibly service every buyer out there in our marketplace, nor would I ever want to try to do such a thing. So honestly, I think coming from a place of collaboration, from a place of growth, that really, to me, is your recipe for success in building a downline kind of system with, you know, letting other agents know what's working, what's not working. Teaching them how to organize their businesses. You know, one of my good friends, she's a top producer in our area. People would love to call her my competition, but she's just my friend. And she has done amazing things with her business. And recently we were out having drinks together, and I realized she didn't have a database, and I was literally floored how this woman selling 30 plus homes a year is working without a database. And so it's, I think it's, not every agent understands the importance of some of the tools and things like that that we use. So getting people to kind of do that and show them the growth that they can have in their business by making small changes like that and helping them implement it, I think that also brings a lot of value.
And speaking of systems, because you've brought that up a couple times, I know that's one of your passions, and you mentioned before the show you're developing a product that will be able to help real estate agents. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the things I love about real estate is there are so many ways to make money in this business. And there are so many ways to capture new clients and to convert new clients. And there's, you're kind of being thrown information overload at all times. Most of us have a CRM of some sort, whether it's an Excel sheet or it's Lion Desk or Real or Sierra or Follow Up Boss or whatever it is. Loftly, you know, a lot of these are nothing more really than a digital Rolodex of our past clients. And one of the things that I am trying to solve in the construction of our platform combines both transaction management and database function, as well as your marketing aspect. So for a lot of big team leads, one of your highest expenses is going to be your marketing, hands down. And especially if you're going to these professional marketing companies like DippityD or Curator or Ylopo, anything like that, you're going to pay hefty fees just for the initial setup onto their systems. And I'm talking like $800 to $1,200 per month before ad spend. And that's a lot of money. You know, it's a lot of money. So what we've done is we have built our system as a sales and marketing platform, a lot like agent marketing agencies would use on their own particular clients. We have also, we're natively integrating the DocuSign Rooms product into our program as well, so you'll be able to actually write contracts from your contact page and create opportunities and transactions for them right there, which will sync to your account, keeping it all organized and in one place. And in addition to that, you'll be able to send out transactional marketing pieces, whether it's paper mail, social media. You can schedule all of that to go out either as an automated portion, or you can do it as a one-off. Just depending on how you want to do it, you can turn on company gifting to go off automatically during certain stages of a transaction, or like once certain activities, like say that you want to send something out as soon as contingencies are removed. As soon as contingencies are removed, the gift will be sent out, your clients will receive it, and there's no more like, oh shoot, I should have done this, or oh, I wish I would have done this. I feel like agents always have the best intentions of going above and beyond for every single client. And we always want to. And we're very good at telling our clients how much we go above and beyond. But the execution of that doesn't always happen the way that we have envisioned. And a lot of it is due to a lack of planning. And so one thing that all of these top teams that actually have the gifting and all of these touch points done correctly is they have the correct systems in place to do so. So we're building all of those automations out and handing it to realtors, so you're not buying a product and then hiring a team to build it out for you and then maintaining a team of developers to continually make sure all of these syncs and things like that continue to work. We actually take care of that in its entirety. We aren't going to customize the system for you, but we have a lot of the ties in place where if you want it to be added, all you do is simply click and connect, and you're ready to go. So it's kind of a super system. you know, my goal is to, for realtors to be able to significantly shorten the list of programs that they're paying for on a month-to-month basis by having a lot of the functionality completely integrated and built in. You know, the one thing I am focused and making sure that I don't do is companies like KV Core and Lofty, they are seemingly similar to what I'm doing at the surface level. However, I feel like a lot of their execution is really mediocre. It's not, you don't have a lot of the options, the personalization, really the branding elements that sets you apart. And so we're making sure with some of our native partnerships that all of those capabilities are built in, not because that we're building the tool ourselves, but because we found partners who are included in our price and built in to really allow the user to send out like these top tier and automated postings and things like that. Does that make sense?
Do you think it's going to be more designed for solo agents or team leaders or broker owners or all the above? Like, who's the target user?
Yeah, we have different tiers. We have different tiers of service. It will work from everyone from individual agents through teams. I do think it's mainly directed at teams or large producing agents. You know, there are agents that just have a team of VAs or, you know, whatever underneath them. This would also work well for them. But in all honesty, I think that this is more going to shape agents' expectations from real estate technologies in general. Real estate technology is years behind other industries. And there's just, it makes no sense to me because realtors, you know, they pay a lot of money for all of our different pieces in order to market their properties and execute their business well. So I'm not quite sure why we haven't implemented a lot of the technologies that other industries are using in our follow-ups. That is something that we have, you know, natively built into our platform. For example, every single person that enters our platform is immediately retargeted based on the type of client they are and the source that they came from. And not only can you set that up, but they can monitor it as well.
Oh, wow, that's pretty cool.
You can monitor, like, how responsive they are and immediately increase your ROI on every single marketing piece that you put out there. Just by the fact that you are not only marketing it to them once and getting in front of them once, you're going to stay in front of them.
So is this system live already?
It's in progress right now. We're hoping to have a demo out sometime in July. And again, we're probably going to start selling at the Tom Ferry Summit Conference at the end of August in Dallas is our goal. We have a website up where people can stay updated on the latest tools, integrations, things like that that we're putting into the system, and then also have first access for the demo once it's available. Our website is onrecord.ai and our platform is called On Record.
Awesome. So it's onrecord.ai and you said demo probably coming July. And then when was the Tom Ferry conference?
End of August.
So end of August, and that's, yeah, the Tom Ferry conference is when you'll potentially be launching it?
Selling the product.
Awesome. Well, you've got a lot going on right now between the switch, the new product launch. I'm sure it's pretty hectic.
It is, but it's a lot of fun too. I think that a lot of this is so far outside of my comfort zone. So it's an exciting time because, you know, getting uncomfortable really helps you grow as a person, as a leader, as a business owner, being in the trenches of it all. And ultimately, it's really exciting seeing how far we've come from the beginning of it to where we are today. And I can't wait for everybody to see it.
Awesome. Well, we will definitely be on the lookout for that. And this has been amazing time getting to know you and your real estate history and work you're doing on the CRM and agent tool here. And if people want to learn more, I know you gave the website out, but if they want to learn more about that or just connect with you on the brokerage side, what are the best ways for them to connect with you?
OnRecord.ai. You can also find me on Instagram, Caroline Hobbs, RE, or via our Reward Realty website, rewardrealty.org. We're out here in Silicon Valley. If you're ever out here, feel free to give me a call. Happy to sit down and grab a cup of coffee.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for being on our show today. And to all of our listeners and viewers, thank you. Please leave us a review, share this with other real estate agents, and check out Caroline's new product coming.